A dog-eared copy of a marketing book sits on Beyoncé's nightstand, not a fashion magazine or celebrity memoir, but a dense business text about corporate values and human-centered capitalism. When she calls it the blueprint for how I approach my business decisions, we glimpse something profound. The world has fundamentally changed how it relates to brands. We've moved beyond asking, what does this product do, or even how does it make me feel, to the deeper question, what does this company stand for? This shift didn't happen overnight. It emerged from broken promises, financial scandals, and a growing awareness that our purchasing decisions carry moral weight. Marketing has evolved through three distinct waves, from product-focused to customer-focused to values-focused. And understanding this evolution reveals why some brands inspire devotion while others inspire only indifference. Henry Ford's Any Color So Long As It's Black epitomized Marketing 1.0, the industrial age where standardized products ruled and companies assumed consumers would buy whatever appeared on shelves. Information technology shattered this model. Suddenly, consumers could compare prices, read reviews, and demand personalization. Marketing 2.0 emerged, recognizing that satisfied customers were more valuable than one-time buyers. Companies developed sophisticated segmentation, differentiating products through emotional benefits alongside functional ones. Three powerful forces then converged to create Marketing 3.0. Collaborative technology turned passive consumers into active prosumers who create content and shape brands. Globalization created worldwide citizens while strengthening local identities seeking authenticity. And creative societies prioritized meaning over material accumulation. Research revealed a startling truth. 90% of consumers trust recommendations from people they know, while 70% trust online consumer opinions. But corporate advertising's influence had plummeted. The vertical world where companies controlled messaging had collapsed, replaced by a horizontal landscape where consumers trust each other more than corporations. When IKEA changed its font from Futura to Verdana in 2009, the internet erupted. Customers felt betrayed, not because it affected functionality, but because IKEA had violated something they owned. Consumers now possess brands more fiercely than companies themselves. This new reality demands co-creation, communitization, and authentic character. Co-creation means building customizable platforms. Nike letting customers design shoes. Lego ideas where fans submit product concepts. Communitization recognizes that technology connects consumers to each other, creating powerful networks that serve members, not companies. When Coca-Cola launched New Coke in 1985, Americans revolted because Coke was a cultural icon that belonged to them. Character development requires authentic DNA reflecting true differentiation. Today's transparency means consumers instantly detect fake. The framework aligns three elements: identity, clear positioning, integrity, delivering on promises, and image, capturing emotional value. These must work together to reach consumers' minds, spirits, and hearts simultaneously. Peter Drucker observed that successful companies begin planning with their mission, not financial returns. Yet many CEOs admit to lacking meaningful mission statements. SC Johnson commits to contribute to community well-being and protect the environment, materializing this vision in profitable growth. Timberland pairs product improvement with social responsibility, offering employees paid community service through their Path of Service program. Both embrace the triple bottom line: economic viability, environmental awareness, and social responsibility. Effective missions share three traits: innovative practices that transform lives, emotional stories that connect people, and consumer empowerment. Steve Jobs exemplified this, always beginning with engaging narratives before product features. Deep metaphors, balance, transformation, journey, connection, unconsciously encoded in early life, help companies create resonant stories. Today's horizontal world demands consumer empowerment. Reed's law shows that collective consumer power exponentially exceeds one-to-one interactions through many-to-many networks. Google's Project 10-100 solicited consumer ideas to help people globally. Colgate's Smile program and Tide's Loads of Hope recognize that consumers have become brand guardians who sometimes understand the mission better than the companies themselves. Corporate scandals at Enron, WorldCom, and AIG shattered trust in company values. With only 16% respecting executive integrity, companies must rebuild credibility by treating employees as the consumers closest to their practices. Four types of corporate values exist: permission to play, basic conduct standards, aspirational, future goals, accidental, from common employee traits, and core values, true corporate culture. Companies must focus on core values that guide employees to live the brand's mission, creating shared values that constitute half of corporate culture alongside usual behavior. Strong values attract better talent and increase retention. McKinsey found that 58% of executives consider values and culture the main employee motivation, surpassing career advancement and compensation. This resonates especially with recent graduates seeking purpose. Implementation requires examining policies that undermine values and creating mechanisms linking actions to principles. SC Johnson allows couples to work together internationally and avoids Friday meetings for family time. IBM enabled strategic volunteering after the 2004 tsunami, where employee innovations helped victims while generating commercial rewards. IDEO uses multidisciplinary teams for human-centered products. Cisco and Whole Foods practice collaborative democracy, letting employees shape company decisions. Lehman Brothers' 2008 collapse after 158 years triggered the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Warren Buffett and 27 prominent figures responded by signing a declaration against short-termism. Alfred Rappaport proved that focusing on short-term earnings destroys shareholder value by starving future growth investments. Sustainability now encompasses both corporate survival and societal well-being. When Walmart committed to greener practices in 2006, sustainability went mainstream. A.T. Kearney studies found sustainable companies outperformed competitors during the financial crisis, with stocks appreciating 15% above industry average. Companies reducing social and environmental impacts reported annual profit increases of 16% and stock gains of 45%, versus just 7% and 12% for companies without this focus. Marketing 3.0 practices reduce costs through multiple channels. Strong missions win over consumers who share positive experiences, cutting advertising costs. Co-creation reduces development expenses. Compelling values attract loyal employees, saving on retention, and environmental responsibility increases productivity while reducing resource consumption. Sustainability and profitability aren't opposing forces, they're complementary strategies for long-term success. Businesses face a choice: extract short-term profit or recognize their survival depends on thriving communities and a healthy environment. This isn't idealism, it's pragmatism. The 10 Commandments of Marketing 3.0 provide a roadmap. Love your customers and respect your competitors. Be sensitive to change and ready to transform. Protect your name and clarify who you are. Approach those who benefit most from you first. Always offer quality at fair prices. Be available and spread good news. Get customers, keep them, grow them. Whatever your business, it's a service business. Refine processes for quality, cost, and delivery. Gather information, but use wisdom for decisions. These aren't platitudes, they're survival strategies. When Hershey's Trust Board tried selling to Wrigley in 2001, employee protests forced reversal. When Campbell's Soup changed packaging to pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, demand surged. When Wholesome partnered with a microcredit company in Sri Lanka to build housing that doubled as business headquarters, sustainable growth followed. The question isn't whether human-centered companies can be profitable, it's whether you can remain profitable without becoming human-centered. Social networks amplify conversations about corporate behavior. Your customers aren't just buying what you make, they're buying what you stand for.